Now, our next guest is sure to make us smile when she joins us on The Morning Show. Comedian Therese Cahill speaks about her disability and advocates for disability rights, especially when it comes to parking. And don't get her started on that, okay? As a chronic pain sufferer balancing mental health issues and a disability, Therese faces comedy from a diverse standpoint. And how has she been getting on during the lockdown? Well, Therese joins us now. Hello to you, Therese.
Good morning, Declan. How are you today?
Good morning. And just saying, you know, battling all you have to do and the pandemic on top of it. I mean, you're the real typical, the show must go on. And it does. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing okay. Let's put it that way. And I think that's all we can ask for, really, at the moment. Because we're human. And we all have our limits. We all have various stresses and strains that we're going through right now. And I mean, you stop anyone on the street, socially distanced, of course, and they will tell you everything that they've been going through, right? But for me, I suppose, and before I say anything, I think this is a wonderful segment, by the way, I do. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I have to say, I am not a therapist. And I know that a lot of people, they'll look at YouTube or they look at various things and they listen to people who are not qualified to help them. So for me, these are things that I've learned, coping mechanisms that I've learned through my disability, through counselling and so forth. But also on a personal level, comedy has been in through my life my saving grace. But that doesn't mean that comedy is appropriate at all times. Do you get me?
Yeah. Can we strip things back, Therese? Oh, yeah. There's a phrase. You know, where's the start? Where's the starting point? You know, the influence of struggling, say, with mental health and struggling with a disability and overcoming a disability as you do. Which came first?
The disability, I suppose. And for me, it was as with most mental health things, you question yourself. You start to think, am I overreacting? Am I misinterpreting? Blah, blah, blah. And this is where correct diagnosis is vital. Because, unfortunately, unless you know what you're dealing with, you could be following the wrong advice. I've met people in my time who have been bombarded with advice that actually isn't appropriate for them because they're getting it from non-specific resources. So when I was diagnosed as what having in addition to PTSD, ADD, which is adjustment depressive disorder, that was such a revelation and a relief to me. Because I suppose you know yourself, the longer you live, the more experience you have in life, the more potentially bad things can happen to you. And in the normal course of events, you might dip down mentally, you might dip down in your mood, but the normal course of events is that you will come out of it, okay? That's the expectation as a reaction to something. But when what's happened to you is a, and this is one of the causes of ADD, is a life-altering injury. And as somebody who was able-bodied and very, as I always said, despite my age and despite my build, I was a very lithe and nimble performer. I was an actor, a comedian, and I loved performing. I'd done extensive theatre and so on and so forth. But because of my disability, I had to cut acting out completely, unless it was something that I was financing myself, which I can't really afford to. Anyone who wants to sponsor me.
yes.
Or if it was something that was tailor-made for me to be part of, because I need a lot of breaks. I need accommodations made, as anybody with a disability that needs accommodations, whether it's visible or non-visible, right? So I had to cut back and cut out acting and theatre in particular. And I love theatre because it's live and because you have that incredible connection with the audience, you know. So that became a big problem for me mentally. And as my condition deteriorated and forced me to have to rely more on the walking stick and to rely, and then unfortunately progressed to a wheelchair, I wasn't coping with that. I, you know, paying lots and lots of bills, doctor's bills, and so on and so forth, applying for disability, all of these things that you have to go through, it gets you down, it wears you down.
Yeah, it takes a huge toll, yeah. I'm interested in what you say about parts written for you especially and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, many people are very impressed with Channel 4, and they've given a platform to Rosie Jones, who has cerebral palsy, and you know, she's on a tour on Channel 4 going around various parts of the UK and things like that, and she's got what many people would say is a very obvious disability, and there she is with a frontline TV show.
And that's fantastic. And it took so long for that. And there are still, like myself, and I have another a comedian friend who's also disabled, Saoirse Smith. Hi, Saoirse. And she does comedy as well. She calls herself a wheel-up comedian. I'm a limp-up comedian. And these are things that we have to factor in when we go to a gig. And you have to remember, a huge amount of comedy clubs are not wheelchair accessible. A huge amount of them are upstairs. A huge amount of them don't have ramps. It's something that we have to factor in whenever we go to a gig, how to get on stage. Quite often, myself and herself will have to perform on front of the stage as opposed to on stage because we can't physically get on.
So lots of challenges. So listen, what would you say, you know, your mental attitude each day is? That how you battle not only against all what you do, but also the pandemic too?
Yeah, to acknowledge how you're feeling. This is something that's very important. That if you're feeling sad, like there's an awful lot of memes out there you'll see. I saw this one recently and it made me vomit into my own mouth, right? It said, be the moon that lights up other people's lives, even if you're only half full yourself. And it showed a crescent moon or something like that. And I'm like, that's nonsense, because you know what? Fair enough, my job as a comedian, when gigs open up again, or if I'm doing an online gig, my job at that moment is to help people laugh. That's my job, right? And people don't go to listen to my problems. They come to laugh, and that's my job. But I have a private capacity, as everybody else does, every entertainer does. And there are days when I just feel like crying. I just feel like, when is this going to end? I particularly, another bugbear of mine is harassing frontline staff. I can't stand it. You know, people are just trying to do their job, enforcing mask policy and so on and so forth. So that can really grind my gears. But when I remind myself several times a day, I have to, and you also have to remember, with my PTSD, there's not a day goes by when I don't relive what happened to me that made me disabled. So I'm battling that. Then add COVID on top of that. I think the key thing, if you can't access a good therapist or a good mental health service, I appreciate for a lot of people, that's not always an option, you know, either financially or geographically, it's not an option for them. But if there's one thing that I would say to people is, be kind to yourself, be compassionate to yourself. If you were listening to a friend and they were saying, I'm not coping, blah, 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 instinctively you'd say, I'll listen to you, I'll help you, what can I do to help you? Well, be your own best friend. Listen to yourself. Be with your thoughts and acknowledge, you know what, today I feel absolute poop. And acknowledge it. And then maybe the next day you might not feel the exact same, but always, if you have the opportunity to talk about, particularly with a professional, friends and family, however well-intentioned, and it's great if you have a great support structure. I'm very lucky. I do. Not everybody has that, especially if they're living alone, you know, with the COVID. So but to be kind to yourself. And
that's
it doesn't mean you have to. It does not mean you have to go laugh.
Indulge yourself and things like that, but
in
be kind.
Way.
Therese, great to talk to you as always. Very
absolutely
inspirational.
Lovely, Declan. You mind yourself.
Great. And we'll all mind ourselves, and you're a great help today to many people, I'm sure. Thank you very much indeed. Therese Cal.
Roy
King. Bye. On the morning show. At